Praise the Lord, everyone. Turn with me to the last chapter of the Gospel of Mark, beginning at verse 15. Jesus, his final words of instruction, exhortation, commandment, before he ascended to heaven. Here, Jesus says in Mark 16, beginning at verse 15, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Turn to your neighbor, and without being just actually rude, look at them and say, "That means you." Jesus went on to say, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." And these signs, everyone say signs, shall follow them that believe. In my name, what is his name?
Jesus.
Say it again.
Jesus.
One more time.
Jesus.
In my name, Jesus, shall they cast out devils. Say, I have that power. They shall speak with new tongues. Say, I do it every day. At least, I've always thought we should. They shall take up serpents. We know that means accidentally. Everyone say accidentally. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. People, think about tonight what I'm reading in your hearing. What an incredible, astounding insurance policy we as believers are covered with. It's incredible. It goes on to say, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Say, I have that power. Say, it's inside of me. If you look at verse 20, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. I like this especially. The Lord worked with them. The Bible doesn't say they worked for God in some lowly servitude position. It says that as they went forth, God worked with them. The Lord worked with them, and confirming the word with signs following. I want to talk to you. This is not a lengthy message, but I want to talk to you tonight about our heritage. I am so excited to declare that I have the cross that redeems me. I have the blood that cleanses me. I have the name that saves me. I have the Holy Ghost that empowers me. I want you to say this. Say, I have the cross that redeems me, the blood that cleanses me, the name that saves me, the Holy Ghost that empowers me. Lift your hands and pray with me for just a moment before you're seated, that God will totally release you here tonight to do exactly what he wants you to do. Lord Jesus, tonight, by the authority of the Word of God, by the power of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, enter this place, enter our lives, our hearts, our very souls. Anoint us both to hear and to speak. We pray that brush of angels' wings will be upon us tonight, that we will feel and hear the sound of the footfall of the man from Galilee walking through the corridors of our hearts. That you, O Master of the universe, will anoint us to speak what thus saith the Lord. Anoint these lips of clay and cause me to speak as an oracle of the Lord. We will not fail to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We ask these things in the resplendent, all-powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And everyone shouted, Amen. Thank you for standing so long. You may be seated.
Hallelujah! Oh, I feel it, I feel it, I feel it, I feel it, I feel it right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We're not doing it because it's cool. We're doing it because it's you, Father. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Put your hands together and thank the Lord. God bless Brother Stone King.
Thank you, Brother Black. Praise the Lord, everyone. Turn with me to the last chapter of the Gospel of Mark, beginning at verse 15. Jesus, his final words of instruction, exhortation, commandment, before he ascended to heaven. Here, Jesus says in Mark 16, beginning at verse 15, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Turn to your neighbor, and without being just actually rude, look at them and say, "That means you." Jesus went on to say, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." And these signs, everyone say signs, shall follow them that believe. In my name, what is his name?
Jesus.
Say it again.
Jesus.
One more time. In my name, Jesus, shall they cast out devils. Say, I have that power. They shall speak with new tongues. Say, I do it every day. At least, I've always thought we should. They shall take up serpents. We know that means accidentally. Everyone say accidentally. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. People, think about tonight what I'm reading in your hearing. What an incredible, astounding insurance policy we as believers are covered with. It's incredible. It goes on to say, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Say, I have that power. Say, it's inside of me. If you look at verse 20, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. I like this especially. The Lord worked with them. The Bible doesn't say they worked for God in some lowly servitude position. It says that as they went forth, God worked with them. The Lord worked with them and confirming the word with signs following. I want to talk to you. This is not a lengthy message, but I want to talk to you tonight about our heritage. I am so excited to declare that I have the cross that redeems me. I have the blood that cleanses me. I have the name that saves me. I have the Holy Ghost that empowers me. I want you to say this. Say, I have the cross that redeems me, the blood that cleanses me, the name that saves me, the Holy Ghost that empowers me. Lift your hands and pray with me for just a moment before you're seated, that God will totally release you here tonight to do exactly what he wants you to do. Lord Jesus, tonight, by the authority of the Word of God, by the power of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, enter this place, enter our lives, our hearts, our very souls. Anoint us both to hear and to speak. We pray that brush of angels' wings will be upon us tonight, that we will feel and hear the sound of the footfall of the man from Galilee walking through the corridors of our hearts. that you, O Master of the universe, will anoint us to speak what thus saith the Lord. Anoint these lips of clay and cause me to speak as an oracle of the Lord. We will not fail to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We ask these things in the resplendent, all-powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And everyone shouted, Amen. Thank you for standing so long. You may be seated. Would you clap uproariously for just a moment? And would you let your voice out, if you have one left at this point, with praise and with exultation? For God is in this house. And I reiterate from last night, because Jesus is here, anything can happen. Anything is possible in the presence of this Jesus. Our heritage is a living legacy of divine intervention by God Himself. If you go through the Old Testament or the Old Covenant, and you look for it with purpose, there are mighty acts of mighty power. There are walls of cities crumbling, the sun standing still, manna from heaven feeding the multitudes, water coming from a rock, a cloud by day, a pillar of fire by night. The gift of wisdom was in operation. There was interpretation of dreams. Prophecies thundered from the heavens with the voices of the prophets of old. The Red Sea opening up, the earth opening up, miraculous healings, people being raised from the dead, angels visiting mankind and fighting their battles for them. The Old Testament is brimming with mighty acts of divine intervention and power. 4,000 years of this legacy is our possession here tonight, until suddenly, when the fullness of time had come, omnipotence and deity fused itself with human frailty. And in Bethlehem of Judea, Christ, the Anointed One, was born, and no one would ever be the same again forever. For God overshadowed a virgin in the hillside country of a then Roman province called Judea, and God mixed flesh with God. And when He gave the Holy Ghost, He mixed God with flesh. Clap your hands again, all ye people, and let your voice of exultation to Him. This child that was born in Bethlehem of Judea, His name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us in the flesh. His name shall be called Jesus, and He will save His people from their sins. A great labor in the heavens caused a star to shine that brought wise men from afar. Angels announced to shepherds in the field, "Behold, a Savior is born unto you, which is Christ the Lord, in Bethlehem of Judea." His appearance was something that staggered the world then, and it does even until this night. For this Jesus, in infancy, startled the king. In childhood, He puzzled the doctors and lawyers of His day. In manhood, He ruled the course of nature. The wind subsided at His command. The seas ceased their roaring, and the waves became placid. The elements obeyed Him, and when He spake, the birds hushed their singing, and He turned a funeral procession into a praise service. Oh. like shouting. I feel like crying. That's my Jesus. That's the way he was. But that's the way he is. That's the good news tonight. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he did then, he is doing now. And he is alive inside of us. He's alive inside of you. What a fool. What an utter fool. What an utter fool the devil was. He thought when the body of Jesus slumped in death on the cross, he really thought the victory had been won. And I believe the devil set about to worship this one who had cast them into the sea, who had driven them into swine, who had cast them out into the gutters. As far as Lucifer was concerned, he was now dead. And I don't have scripture to support this per se, but I believe it anyhow. I believe the devil was so excited, he called for a big celebration. I believe he called his emissaries from the four corners of the earth and said, this Jesus whom gave us so much difficulty, this one is now dead. It is caused for a celebration. But right in the middle of the celebration, there came a knock at the gates of hell. And the emissary that was posted there said, who is it? And the voice replied, I am Jesus of Nazareth. Fear gripped that emissary. He turned and ran into the very courts of Lucifer himself. And I believe when he entered into Lucifer's throne room, I believe he said, Master, I'm sorry to stop this celebration, but there's somebody knocking at the gate. And I believe Lucifer said, well, who is it? And the emissary said, he said, his name is Jesus. You talk about bringing a party to a screeching halt. I mean, it came to a screeching halt. And Lucifer said, you'll have to let him in. That emissary came back to the very gates of hell and opened the gate. And I believe that Jesus walked down those slippery steps and turned his back on that emissary. And Jesus walked into the very throne room of Lucifer, and he stretched forth the nail-scarred hand, and he said, Lucifer, give them to me. Give them to me. The keys of life and death. I have come for the keys of life and death. Ah! And Lucifer, if he wears a robe, reached into that robe and pulled out the keys of life and death and dropped them into a nail-scarred hand. And then Jesus turned and walked up out of there. But when he got back to the gates of hell, I believe that Jesus looked back into that place, and I believe he spoke out to Lucifer and said, Lucifer, in the future, my church will be knocking at the gates, and you must open, because it is written, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church of the living God. Hallelujah! I don't know how you feel about it, but I feel like storming the gates. I feel like storming the gates. The devil does not have me on the run. I've got the devil on the run. I've got the devil on the run. I've got a name that is above every name. I've got the name of salvation. I've got the blood of redemption. I've got it! You ought to be shouting, I've got it. You ought to grab a hold of your neighbor and shake them tonight. Something needs to happen here tonight that's never ever happened before.
Neighbor, and look at them and say, can you believe we've got inside of us what he's talking about? Oh. Oh. Oh.
It's not just inside of me, it's inside of you. It's not just inside of me, it's inside of you. It's not just inside of me, it's inside of you. It's inside of you, it's inside of you, it's inside of you. For once in your life, give yourself a commandment and say, from this moment on, I'm going to act like it. Hallelujah. They said of him, they said of this Jesus, who is this man? From whence doth he get this power? Never man spake as this man. Who is he that the birds hush their singing? Leprosy departs. Even the grave hath no hold over its victims. Who is this that causes the eyes of the blind to see and the ears of the deaf to hear? Who can cause the lame to walk? Who is this man? Will, when the Messiah cometh, will he do more miracles than this man Jesus who is among us? Jesus also said to his disciples, the things that I do, you will do also. No one had ever said that before. No prophet of old had ever made such a statement at the end of his prophecies and declarations and preaching. But this Jesus said, the things that I do, you will do also. Think of it here with me tonight. 12 ignorant, unlearned fishermen, for the most part, with empty hands and empty pockets, turned their world upside down and shook the Roman Empire from center to circumference. Nothing could fight it. The lions couldn't eat it, the fire couldn't burn it, and the walls couldn't hold it, because it was like a fire out of control. It was just raging. Nothing could stop it. History tells us that even Nero, who was the first Roman emperor to persecute and to slaughter the Christians, his wife actually was a convert of the Apostle Paul. Nero lived in an estate away from the Palatine Hill. I found the ruins of his palace when I was in Rome and went through them. Nero, his wife, went across to the Mamertine prison and heard about a man in chains who had words of eternal life. And history says that the wife of Nero became a Christian. That means she had the baptism of the Holy Ghost. She was baptized in Jesus' name. What I'm saying here tonight is this. If you really want to serve God, there is no devil in hell, nor combination of devils. There is no Nero. There is nothing that can stop it. There is nothing that can stop it. There is nothing that can stop you. It shook everything it encountered. It even got into the Palatine Hill. It was in the palace of Nero himself. I don't know about you tonight, but I've been in this for 42 years as never before. I can hear the sound of the rushing mighty wind. I can hear the crackle of cloven tongues of fire. Something is marching toward us. Something is marching toward us. Something is coming. Something is coming upon us. There's something hanging in the air above us like a mother heavy with child that wants to be born in our midst. And that thing is the demonstration of the Spirit of God in power. Because I'm here to tell you tonight, this Jesus has come down into the earth, and he's going to have it exactly the way he wants it. And anybody who gets in his way is going to get it in the neck, because he is going to have a latter rain 7 times greater than the former rain. It's going to sweep the earth, because it is written in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. My God in heaven, people, if this Jesus pours out upon everyone in this world what's going on in here tonight, there's going to be dancing in the streets. There's going to be shouting on the job. There's going to be a revival in the highways and the byways. Oh, do you feel like shouting, I'm a part of that? I don't know about you, but I am just plain excited. And after I've been through what I have been through, I'm not afraid of anything or anybody. What are you going to do? Kill me? I've already been there, done that. I'm not worried about that. I'm going to preach it like I've never preached it. I've got nothing to lose, people, everything to gain. If I can get you involved, you will turn your churches upside down. You will tear things to pieces in your cities, because we have no competition. Greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. And that greater is inside of you. That greater is inside of me. Everybody shout greater. If these things are in the old covenant and in the new covenant a part of our heritage, so should we expect less than these powerful manifestations in our day? Should not we also expect and experience powerful divine interventions in our lives and Christianity today in this hour? It is happening now. Now, miracles are happening. Powerful manifestations, as I talked about last night, are absolutely rushing in upon our people worldwide. Incredible miracles are taking place. This God in the heaven, this Jesus, is not going to sit down and just take this. He will stand and bear his arm, and he will reach into this world. But he's got to have somebody to do it, and I volunteer. I told Jesus last year, and I'm telling him again tonight, and this year, Jesus, you looking for somebody to say it? I volunteer. I'll say whatever you want said. I'll preach exactly what you want preached. And if you can get into that vein, there will be a boldness suddenly that will come upon you that will shatter everything in the entire life that lives around you. If you are with me tonight, do you feel like standing, or whatever your thing is? Do you feel like just saying, I will say what he wants me to say? I will witness. You may be seated. You want a recipe to get the devil off your back? I'll give you a quick one, and it works. What you want to do is go to the devil and say, Devil, the next time you give me any kind of trouble at all, I'm going into the streets and I'm going to find 10 sinners, and I'm going to tell them about baptism in Jesus' name. I'm going to tell them about the Holy Ghost speaking with tongues. He won't give you any trouble, because he doesn't want you telling anybody about Jesus and deliverance. Hallelujah! I feel like clapping. Last night, there was a very wonderful Baptist pastor here up in the balcony, and he was praying, and someone told me he was praying, and I raced up there as fast as I could get there, praying for a lot of you on the way, and got there and laid hands on him, began to pray for him, and he burst out speaking with tongues, and just spoke with tongues, and spoke with tongues, and spoke with tongues. But I'm saying it, it's happening now. It's happening now. It's happening now. And your eyes have been a witness.
this conference to that. I understand he's wanting to open a conference on the oneness of God. He's interested in hearing about the oneness of God. For it is written, Shema Israel Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God. There are not two gods, there are not three gods, there are not a half a dozen gods. There's only one God. There's only one God. And his name is Jesus. The gift of faith has fallen in this place. If you'll reach out and take the hand of the person next to you and begin to pray with authority in Jesus' name, there will be all kinds of miracles, all kinds of deliverances begin to flow through this audience. In the balcony, you can feel it. You can feel it beginning to flow across. In the name of Jesus, it's on this platform. It's behind me. It's on this platform tonight. That's it. That's it. That's it. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. There's something very powerful moving right through there. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. It's like electricity on a wire. There's something powerful ministering among you here today. In the name of Jesus. That's it. The Holy Ghost is on you. That's the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I command you to be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, 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 yes, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. There's healing coming to you right there. There's healing. Be thou made whole. Whole. You can feel the wholeness. You can feel the wholeness. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. You've got it. If you want that sin, you've got it. You've got it right there. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, if you have been healed, if you have just been healed in the last few seconds, if you know that God has healed you tonight, you ought to come running and just stand at this altar and lift your hands and wave them, because there's healers in the house. The healer is in the house. The healer is in the house. He's upon us. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, there are mighty acts of power in this place. Now, tonight, in the name of Jesus, that's it, that's it, that's it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. I want to say it again. I've got the cross that redeems me. I've got the blood that cleanses me. I've got the name that saves me. I've got the Holy Ghost that empowers me. I've got the Holy Ghost that empowers me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is on a number of you choir members. If some of you choir members will just come running, if you'll just come running and lay hands on these that have come, there'll be an additional miracle. There'll be an additional miracle. The gift of faith is exploding in this house here tonight. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I release it to you. I release it to you. I release it to you. It's the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There are people here tonight. You need to push someone out of your way and come running. Some of you have got a touch of God on you like you've never had before in this conference. Some of you have received a touch of God in this conference unlike anything you've ever had before. You ought to come running tonight and just lift your hands and your voice. There's nobody here but us and Jesus. Let your voice out. I will declare the glory of the Lord. I will declare the power of this resurrected one. His name, his name. name is Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There's someone very near the baptism of the Holy Ghost over there. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.